J'ai attrapé Tom. I caught Tom. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. Attrapé is the past participle of the verb attrapé. To catch. Tom is the direct object of the sentence. The sentence literally translates to I have caught Tom. However, the passé composé is commonly used to describe events that happened in the past, so the English translation is I caught Tom. Je pourrais aider. I could help. This sentence uses the conditional tense pourrais, which is formed by conjugating the verb pouvoir to be able to in the conditional mood. The conditional mood expresses a possibility or a hypothetical situation. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Aider is the infinitive form of the verb aider, to help. Je pouvais aider. I could have helped. Breakdown. Je. I. This is the subject pronoun. Pouvais. Could. This is the imperfect tense of the verb pouvoir. To be able to. It indicates an ability in the past that was not necessarily realized. Aider. To help, this is the infinitive form of the verb. This sentence uses the imperfect tense, which is often used in French to express past ability. The speaker was capable of helping, but did not necessarily do so. Repeated or habitual actions in the past. This is not the case here, but the imperfect can also be used for actions that happened repeatedly or habitually in the past. A description of a scene or situation in the past. This is also not the case here, but the imperfect can be used to set the stage for a story or event. The imperfect tense in French is formed by using the imperfect stem of the verb and adding the appropriate ending based on the subject pronoun. Je pouvais marcher. I could walk. This sentence is in the imperfect tense in French, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing or habitual in the past. Je. This is the subject pronoun meaning I. Pouvais. This is the imperfect form of the verb pouvoir, which means to be able to or to be capable of. In the imperfect tense, the verb is conjugated with the ending for the first person singular. Marcher. This is the infinitive form of the verb to walk. The entire sentence translates to I was able to walk or I could walk. It suggests that the speaker was capable of walking at some point in the past, but it doesn't necessarily imply that they actually walked. Je pourrais marcher. I could walk. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Pouvais is the conditional tense of the verb pouvoir. To be able to. It indicates possibility or ability. Marcher is the infinitive verb to walk. The sentence uses the conditional tense to express a hypothetical ability to walk, suggesting that the speaker is able to walk, but may not be doing so at the moment. J'ai également pleuré. I also cried. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense, using the verb pleurer, meaning to cry. Breakdown. J is the contracted form of je, which means I. It is contracted with the following verb, ai. A is the first person singular conjugation of the verb avoir, which means to have. In this case it acts as an auxiliary verb to form the past tense of the verb, plural. Également means also. It is an adverb that modifies the verb. Pleurer. Pleurer is the past participle of the verb. Pleurer. Meaning, cried. It is used with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To form the passé composé, past tense, of the verb. Je pleure facilement. I cry easily. This sentence uses the verb pleurer, which means to cry in English. The at the end of the verb changes to because it is followed by a vowel. The adverb facilement modifies the verb pleurer and means easily. The subject of the sentence is je, which means I. Je me suis coupé. I cut myself. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, indicating the action is being done to oneself. Suis is the conjugated form of the verb être, to be, in the passé composé tense, agreeing with the subject pronoun. Je coupé is the past participle of the verb coupé, to cut. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun me, which is why it ends in an accent aigu. The sentence literally translates to, I am cut, myself, but in English, we use the reflexive pronoun, myself, to indicate the action is being done to the subject. Répare ça. Fix that. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Répare is the verb to repair in the imperative form. It is conjugated in the second person singular, which means it is addressed to you, singular. Ça is a pronoun that refers to the object that needs to be repaired. It is a demonstrative pronoun, which means it points to something specific that is close to the speaker or listener. Je me suis coupé. I cut myself. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. The structure is subject plus se plus être plus past participle. Here, je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. Suis is the conjugated form of the verb être, to be, in the passé composé. For the first person singular, coupé is the past participle of the verb coupé, to cut. The reflexive pronoun me indicates that the action of cutting is performed on oneself. Je le mérite. I deserve it. Breakdown. Je. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Le. Le. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It refers to an object or concept that has already been mentioned or is understood from the context. Mérite. Mérite. This is the verb to deserve, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun, le, replaces the noun that is the direct object of the verb, merit. It indicates that the speaker deserves something that is already known, or understood. Present tense, the verb, merit, is in the present tense, indicating that the speaker currently deserves something. J'ai fait mon travail. I have done my work. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. J is the subject pronoun, I, contracted with the auxiliary verb, e, which is the first person singular form of the verb, avoir, to have. The past participle. Fait. Done, agrees in gender and number with the direct object. Mon travail. My work. Mon is the possessive adjective, my, and travail is the noun, work. Je fis mon travail. I did my work. This sentence uses the passé simple. Passé simple. A verb tense in French that is used to describe completed actions in the past. In English, we use the simple past tense for this. Breakdown. J. Je. I. Subject pronoun. Fis. Fi. This is the passé simple. Passé simple. Form of the verb faire. Faire. To do. It agrees with the subject pronoun je. Je. Mon. Mon. My. Possessive adjective. Travail. Travail. Work. Noun. J'ai effectué mon boulot. I have finished my work. J'ai. This is the contracted form of. Je suis. Which means, I am. In this case, it's used with the past participle of the verb to form the perfect tense, which signifies an action that has been completed. Effectué. This is the past participle of the verb. Effectué. Meaning, to carry out, or, to perform. Mon. This is the masculine singular form of the possessive adjective. Mon. Meaning, my. Boulot. This is a colloquial word for travail, meaning work. The phrase translates literally to, I am having carried out my work, but is best understood as, I have finished my work. Je l'ai vu, en effet. I saw him, indeed. Breakdown. J. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. L. L. Is the direct object pronoun, him, or, her, standing in for a previously mentioned noun, in this case, a male person. Ai vu. Ai vu. Is the past participle of the verb, voir. Voir. To see, conjugated in the passé composé tense with the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. To have, in the first person singular form, ai. E. En effet. En effet. Is the adverbial phrase, indeed, or, in fact, emphasizing the truth of the previous statement. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun, L. L. Replaces the noun, him, or, her, to avoid repetition. Passé composé tense. The passé composé tense is used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. Or, être. Être. To be, in the present tense, and adding the past participle of the main verb. Adverbial phrase. En effet. En effet. Add emphasis and confirmation to the statement. Je n'ai pas demandé. I did not ask. This is a simple sentence in the negative form. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negative form of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. The. N. Is the negation marker. Pas. This is the negative adverb, not. It is used to emphasize the negation. Demander. This is the past participle of the verb, demander, to ask. Since the sentence uses the auxiliary verb, avoir, the past participle agrees with the subject pronoun in gender and number. Key concepts. Negation. The negative form of a verb in French is formed by using the negation marker. Ne. Or. N. Before the verb, and the negative adverb. Pas. After the verb. Auxiliary verbs. The verb, avoir, is an auxiliary verb used to form compound tenses, such as the passé composé. In this sentence. Ne. Is the conjugated auxiliary verb and demander is the past participle. Past participle agreement. In compound tenses formed with avoir, the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object if it comes before the verb. In this case, the direct object is not expressed, so the past participle agrees with the subject pronoun, I, masculine singular. Je n'ai pas pleuré. I didn't cry. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. N. This is the negation particle, not. It is used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the past tense. E. This is the past participle of the verb, avoir, to have. It is used in the negative past tense. Pas. This is an adverb that reinforces the negation. Pleurer. This is the past participle of the verb, pleurer, to cry. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative construction with ni and pas. Past tense. The sentence is in the past tense, using the auxiliary verb, avoir, and the past participle of the main verb, plural. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, avoir, agrees in number, and person with the subject, G, I. Je n'ai pas payé. I have not paid. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is the most common way to express the past tense in French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, in the negative form, in the present tense, for the subject, I. It is the first part of the passé composé. Pas means not. Payer. Is the past participle of the verb. Payer. To pay. It is the second part of the passé composé. Dégage. Get out. This is a very informal and direct imperative sentence, which means it is a command. It is used to tell someone to leave immediately. The verb. Dégager. Literally means, to clear, to free, to release. But in this case, it has the meaning of, to get out, or, to leave. It can be considered rude in many situations. Je n'ai pas gagné. I did not win. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed by placing ne before the verb and pas. after the verb. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Ne is the conjugated form of the verb avoir. To have, in the negative present tense. It is used with the past participle. Gagner. To form the passé composé, past perfect tense. Pas is the negative particle. Gagner is the past participle of the verb. Gagner. To win. Je ne l'ai pas emporté. I didn't bring it. Breakdown. Je. Je. I, the subject pronoun ni. Ne. Negative particle, used to negate the verb. L. L. The contracted form of le. Le. The, and, la. La. The, referring to a masculine or feminine noun previously mentioned. In this case, it is a direct object pronoun referring to the object that was not brought. AI. A. The first person singular present tense of the verb, avoir. Avoir. To have. Avoir is used with the past participle, emporter. Emporter. To form the passé composé, compound past, tense in this sentence. Pas. Pas. Negative particle, used to negate the verb. Emporter. Emporter. Past participle of the verb, emporter. Emporter. To bring, to take away. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the double negative, ni, pas. Ne, pas. To negate the verb, emporter. Emporter. Past tense. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions completed in the past. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun, L. L. Replaces the object that was not brought. Je le veux. I want it. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Le is the direct object pronoun, it. Me is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Vouloir. Meaning, to want. Je le veux vraiment. I really want it. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Le is the direct object pronoun, it. It refers to something that was previously mentioned or understood from context. Me is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Vouloir. To want. Vraiment is an adverb meaning really or truly. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object plus adverb. Je ne mords pas. I don't bite. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation, not. Mord is the present tense verb, to bite, in the first person singular form. Pas is a negative particle used after a verb to form the negative sentence. This sentence is in the negative form of the present tense, and it is a simple sentence that states a fact. Ça m'est égal. It's all the same to me. This phrase literally means, it is equal to me. Breakdown. Ça. This is a contraction of cela, that, and il. It, in this case, it refers to the matter at hand. Mais, this is a contraction of me, me, and est, is. Egal. This means equal. Key concepts. Impersonal pronoun. Sa is used here as an impersonal pronoun, meaning it doesn't refer to a specific person or thing. Indirect object pronoun. The, me, in, me is an indirect object pronoun, indicating that the speaker is the recipient of the equal treatment. Adjective agreement. The adjective egal agrees in gender and number with the implied subject. Cela. That. Je m'en fous. I don't care. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun. Me. Me, followed by the verb. En fous. To care, in the first person singular present tense, conjugated with the negation. Ne. Not. The construction. M'en fous. Literally means, I care about it. The. En. Represents a preceding object that is understood from the context. Thus, the entire sentence conveys the meaning of, I don't care about it, or more simply, I don't care. Je m'en moque. I don't care. Breakdown. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. M. This is the contracted form of, me, and, n. R. Is a pronoun that is used in this case to refer to the object of the verb. Moque. Here, it is referring to something that the speaker does not care about. R. This pronoun, as explained above, refers to something that is not specified. Moque. This is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Moque. Which means, to mock, or, to care. In this context, it means, to care about. The verb. Moque. Is often used in the negative sense. Key concepts. Pronoun use. The pronouns. Je. And. Are. Are crucial to the sentence's meaning and grammatical structure. Contracted forms. The contraction. M. Is a common feature of spoken and written French. Negative sense. The verb. Moque. Is often used in the negative sense to express a lack of interest or concern. Je ne m'en soucie pas. I don't care. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is a negative particle that means, not. M is the contracted form of the object pronoun, me, and the preposition. A. Meaning, to. In this case, it is contracted to. M. Because the next word begins with a vowel sound. R. Is a pronoun referring to something that was already mentioned. In this context, it means, about it. Souci. Is the first person singular form of the verb. Soucier. Meaning, to care. Pas. Is a negative particle, similar to, not, or, no. It is used in conjunction with. Ne. To create a negative sentence. This sentence demonstrates the use of a negative construction with the pronouns. Ne. And. Pas. The contracted form. M. Is also important to note, as it reflects a common grammatical feature of the French language. Je m'en fiche. I don't care. This is a very informal and colloquial expression in French. It literally translates to, I care about it. Breakdown. J. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. MN. Ma. This is a contraction of the pronoun me, me, and the pronoun n, r. N is used to replace a noun that is already understood in the context. In this case, it refers to the object of the verb, fish, fish. This is the verb, to care, in the first person singular present tense. The negative meaning comes from the use of n, r, which in this case functions like a negative. Translation: I don't care about it. Je ne sors pas avec mes filles. I don't date girls. This sentence is a negative statement in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation particle, meaning not. Sors is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Sortir. To go out, conjugated with the negative particle. Ne. To form the negative present tense form. Ne sors pas. Pas. Is the negative adverb, meaning, not. Avec. Is the preposition, with. Mais. Is the plural indefinite article, meaning, some. Fi. Is the noun, girls. The sentence literally translates to, I do not go out with some girls. However, in English, this phrase implies that the speaker is not interested in dating girls. Je ne sors pas avec des garçons. I don't date boys. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation, not. Sors is the verb, to go out, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, which is, I. Pas is the negative adverb, not, which is used after the verb in this sentence. Avec is the preposition, with. Mais is the plural indefinite article, some. Garçon is the plural noun, boys. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the common French grammatical structure of placing the negative adverbs after the verb. Je ne sors pas avec une fille. I am not dating a girl. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is a negation particle, meaning, not. Sors is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Sortir. To go out. It is being used here in the context of going out with someone romantically. Pas is a negative adverb, meaning, not, and is used to emphasize the negation. Avec is a preposition, meaning, with. Une is the indefinite article for feminine singular nouns, meaning, a. Fille is the noun for, girl. This sentence is a simple statement in the negative form, conveying that the speaker is not currently dating anyone. Je ne sors pas avec un garçon. I am not dating a boy. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negation, meaning, not. Sors. This is the verb, to go out, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Pas. This is the negative adverb, not, used in combination with. Ne. For emphasis. Avec. This is the preposition, with. This is the indefinite article meaning, a, or, and is used with masculine nouns. Garçon. This is the noun, boy. Key concepts. Negation in French. French negation uses two parts. Ne before the verb and pa after the verb. Present tense conjugation. The verb sortir. To go out is conjugated in the present tense as follows. Je sors. I go out. Tu sors. You go out. Il et lui sort. He slash she slash one goes out. Nous sortons. We go out. Vous sortez. You go out, plural. Ils elles sortent. They go out. Gender agreement. The indefinite article. Agrees with the masculine noun. Garçon. Je ne courtise pas. I am not courting. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Ne is a negation meaning not. Courtise is the verb to court in the present tense, first person singular. It is the formal conjugation of the verb courtiser. The s at the end indicates that the subject is g, I. Pa is a negative particle that emphasizes the negation. Key concepts. Negation. Ne and pa are used to form a negative sentence. Verb conjugation. The verb courtise is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, to agree with the subject pronoun, g, I. Je l'ignore. I don't know. G. Je is the subject pronoun, I. L. L is a contraction of le. Le. The and il. Il. He slash it. This is a common contraction in French, and is similar to the use of I'm for I am in English. Ignore. Ignore is the verb to ignore. It is in the present tense, meaning it is happening now. The sentence literally translates to I ignore it, but the meaning in English is I don't know. Ça m'est égal. It's all the same to me. This sentence uses a common French construction with the pronoun ça and the verb être to be, followed by a prepositional phrase. Ça is a pronoun that means that or it. In this case, it refers to the situation or choice being discussed. M is the contracted form of me to me and functions as the indirect object pronoun. Is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Égal is an adjective meaning equal. It's modified by the preposition à to, followed by the pronoun moi me, but the pronoun moi has been contracted to m. The entire phrase translates to it is equal to me, but is usually shortened in English to it's all the same to me. It expresses indifference or lack of preference. Cela m'est égal. That's fine with me. Breakdown. Cela. This masculine singular pronoun, referring to something previously mentioned or understood. M. Me, indirect object pronoun, used with verbs that take an indirect object. Is third person singular present indicative of the verb être, to be. Égal. Equal, adjective, meaning the same or indifferent. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. French uses indirect object pronouns, for example. Me. De. Lui. To indicate who or what benefits from or is affected by the action of the verb. Adjective agreement. In French, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Here, égal is masculine singular to match the implicit subject of the sentence, understood to be it. This phrase expresses indifference or lack of preference. It literally means, that is equal to me, meaning the speaker is not concerned either way. Je ne lis pas. I am not reading. This sentence uses the negative construction in French. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Ne is the negative particle that precedes the verb. It is used in the negative construction. Li is the present tense conjugation of the verb lire, which means to read. In this case, it is conjugated in the first person singular, so it reflects the subject pronoun. Je pas is the negative adverb that follows the verb. Therefore, the entire sentence je ne lis pas translates to I am not reading. Pas leave. This is an imperative sentence in the to U form. The verb partir to leave is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. In the to form, the imperative of partir is simply par. J'en doute. I doubt it. This sentence uses the verb douter, which means to doubt. The construction en douter is a common way to express doubt about something that was previously mentioned or understood. The pronoun en stands in for the object of the doubt. It's a bit like saying, I doubt that. So the sentence essentially means, I doubt that. Je buvais du lait. I was drinking milk. This sentence is in the imparfait tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. The verb buvais is the imparfait form of the verb boire, to drink. The object du lait means some milk, and is an example of a partitive article, which is used to express an indefinite quantity of a noun. Je bois de la bière. I am drinking beer. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb boire, to drink. The subject pronoun je I is implied in the verb conjugation. De la is a partitive article, which is used to indicate an indefinite quantity of a noun. It is followed by bière, beer. Je bois du vin. I drink wine. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the je I subject pronoun, the verb boire, to drink, and the partitive article du some before vin wine. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Bois is the present tense conjugation of the verb boire, to drink, for the je I subject. Du is the partitive article, which is used before uncountable nouns to indicate an unspecified quantity. Vin is the noun, wine, which is an uncountable noun. Je conduis vite. I drive fast. The sentence je conduis vite is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Coolly is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb coolly, which means to drive. Vite is an adverb meaning fast. Je mange lentement. I eat slowly. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the je form of the verb manger. To eat lentement is an adverb that modifies the verb mange, indicating that the action of eating is done slowly. Breakdown. Je. I. Subject pronoun. Mange. Eat. Present tense. Singular. First person. Lentement. Slowly. Adverb. J'aime la vie. I like life. The sentence j'aime la vie is a simple declarative sentence. J is a contraction of the pronoun je, I, and the verb aime. Like aime is the first person singular present tense form of the verb aimer. To like. La is the definite article for feminine singular nouns, meaning the. The is the feminine noun for life. Key concept: the use of the definite article la before the indicates that the speaker is referring to a specific concept of life, not simply the abstract notion. Je me sens vivant. I feel alive. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, which means myself, and is used with the verb sentir, which means to feel. The verb sentir is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which means I feel. The adjective vivant, which means alive, is an adjective modifying the pronoun me and describes the state of feeling alive. Je me sens affreusement mal. I feel terribly sick. Je is the pronoun I in the subject form. Me is the reflexive pronoun myself used with the verb to feel. Sens is the verb to feel conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Affreusement is the adverb terribly or horribly. Mal is the adjective sick or bad in the masculine singular form. The verb to feel requires a reflexive pronoun in French. The reflexive pronoun agrees in number and gender with the subject. Je me sens drôle. I feel funny. The sentence je me sens drôle is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. This indicates that the action of the verb is directed back at the subject. Sens is the present tense conjugation of the verb sentir, meaning to feel. Drôle is the adjective funny. The literal translation is I feel myself funny. However, in English, we would simply say I feel funny. Key concept: the use of the reflexive pronoun me is important here. It emphasizes that the subject is experiencing the feeling of being funny. J'ai la tête qui tourne. I feel dizzy. The sentence, j'ai la tête qui tourne, means, I feel dizzy. Here's a breakdown. J is the contracted form of j'ai, meaning I have. La tête means the head. Qui tourne means that turns. The verb tourner means to turn and is used here in the present participle form, which acts as an adjective describing the head. The sentence translates to, I have the head that turns, which is a more literal translation, but the idiomatic meaning is, I feel dizzy. Key concepts. Contraction. The use of je for je is a common contraction in French. Present participle. The use of the present participle. Tourne. To describe the head as turning. Idiomatic expression. The French phrase is idiomatic, meaning its meaning cannot be directly translated word for word into English. J'ai des vertiges. I feel dizzy. J'ai is the contracted form of j'ai, which means I have. Des means some or other and is used here with the plural noun. Vertige. Vertige means dizziness or vertigo. J'ai des vertiges. Literally translates to, I have dizziness, but in English we would say, I feel dizzy. Je sens que je vais m'évanouir. I feel like I'm going to faint. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Sens is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, sentir, which means, to feel. Que is the conjunction, that. Je is the subject pronoun, I, again. Vais is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, aller, which means, to go, but in this case is used in the near future tense. M is the reflexive pronoun, me. Évanouir is the infinitive form of the verb, s'évanouir, which means, to faint. M'évanouir is the reflexive form of the verb, s'évanouir, meaning, to faint, using the reflexive pronoun. M. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verb s'évanouir is a reflexive verb. This means the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. Near future tense. The construction of aller plus infinitive is used to express the near future tense. Je me sens mal. I feel bad. This is a simple sentence using the reflexive verb se sentir, which means to feel. The subject is I, and the object is bad, which is represented by the adverb mal. The reflexive pronoun me indicates that the subject is feeling the state of being bad. Je me sens faible. I feel weak. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me with the verb sentir. To feel, to express a state of being. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself, and indicates that the action of feeling weak is directed towards the subject. Sens is the present tense of the verb sentir. To feel. Faible is the adjective, weak. Key concept. Reflexive verbs in French are used when the action of the verb is directed towards the subject. Je me sens pris de malaise. I feel unwell. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me with the verb sentir, which means to feel. The past participle I of the verb prendre means taken, and de malaise is a noun phrase meaning unwell. The phrase pris de malaise literally means taken by discomfort or overcome by discomfort. This highlights how the feeling of unwellness is affecting the speaker in a strong and possibly unexpected way. Je me sens pris de malaise. I feel sick. The sentence uses the se reflexive pronoun to indicate that the subject, I, is the one experiencing the feeling of malaise. Sickness. The verb sentir means to feel and is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the feeling is happening in the present moment. Pris is the past participle of the verb prendre, which in this context means to be taken by or to be overcome by. The whole phrase literally translates to I feel myself taken by sickness, but it's more natural to say I feel sick in English. Je me sens drôle. I feel funny. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se sentir, which means to feel. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Je me sens. The word drôle means funny, but in this context, it can also mean strange or unwell. Je me sens bizarre. I feel strange. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, which means myself. In this case, it is used to emphasize that the speaker is the one feeling strange. Sauce is the present tense of the verb sentir, meaning to feel. Bizarre is an adjective meaning strange. Bonjour. Hello. This is a simple greeting in French. It means good day or hello. It is a very common and versatile greeting, used in both formal and informal situations. J'ai la tête qui tourne. I feel dizzy. This sentence uses a construction known as the impersonal construction, where the subject of the verb is not a person, but rather a state or feeling. J'ai. This is the first person singular form of the verb avoir. To have. In this context, it's not literal possession, but rather an expression of a sensation. La tête. This means head and is the direct object of the verb avoir. Qui tourne. This is a relative clause that modifies the noun la tête. The verb tourne turns is in the third person singular form, agreeing with the subject. La tête. The whole sentence means that the speaker's head is turning, which is a common way of expressing dizziness in French. J'ai la tête qui me tourne. I feel dizzy. This sentence uses a special construction in French to express sensations. J'ai is the contracted form of je plus ai, meaning I have. La tête means the head. Qui is a relative pronoun that introduces a relative clause, functioning like that or which. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Tourne is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb tourner, meaning to turn or to spin. The entire clause qui me tourne is acting like an adjective describing the head. It's a literal translation of which turns me, but idiomatically means that is making me dizzy. Je suis pris de vertige. I am dizzy. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. The past participle. Pris. Is used as an adjective, describing the subject, I. The phrase. De vertige. Is a prepositional phrase meaning, of dizziness, and explains the state of the subject. In this context, pris is a past participle used as an adjective, meaning, taken, or, seized, by something. The literal translation is, I am taken by dizziness. However, the usual translation is, I am dizzy. Je suis pris de vertige. I am feeling dizzy. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Je suis. I am. The past participle. Please. Taken, is used with the preposition de. Of, to create the phrase. Please de. Taken by. The noun, vertige, dizziness, is plural, but here it is translated as singular, because the meaning is that of a feeling, not multiple feelings. Je me sens heureux. I feel happy. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun, me, with the verb, sortir, meaning, to feel. Reflexive pronouns are used when the action of the verb is directed back at the subject, meaning the subject is both the doer and the receiver of the action. The phrase, is an adjective meaning, happy.